ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyya. We have been discussing the eighth supplication, which is in seeking refuge from hateful things, bad moral qualities, and blameworthy acts. And we were in verse number one, the first phrase of this verse, where we address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hayajanil hirs. O God, I seek refuge in you from the agitation of craving or the agitation of greed. Here we said hirs has a negative connotation, and that is greed. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He should save us from the agitation of greed. We said that when it comes to how to block ourselves and how to hamper ourselves from greed, there is a way, and that is one of the fundamental ways, is that from a young age we should train our children. However, we say that those people who have now grown up, is there any time to change for them? And we said, yes, they can still change if they work hard and they go through a certain set of principles. And we said that these principles have been discussed about in two important subjects, and that is ethics and mysticism. When it comes to ethics, we just began discussing the instructions of the ethics, and we said that there is a whole program that ethicians have given about this important subject, and that is how to combat oneself and how to rectify oneself and bring the faculties of the soul in the state of equilibrium. We said that one of the things that we should do is that in the morning we should try to make conditions on ourselves.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
coming back to our discussion, we said that the first thing that, as per what the ethicians have said, the first thing that a person must do in the morning is what is known as musharata, that is to make conditions on himself of what is to be done and what is to be refrained. Obviously, he should make a list of them, and he should go slowly and gradually. So, for example, if he has the habit of looking at those people or those opposite gender that is not that he should not look at, for example, it is haram for him to look at, or for example, a person who has the habit of overeating whenever it comes to his meals, or many of these bad habits that he has gathered in himself, he should try to refrain from them gradually. But in the morning, when he tries to condition his soul or make conditions on his soul, this is what he should say, that I'm not going to, for example, look at haram things. I'm not going to, for example, overeat and so on. He makes these conditions on himself. And those things that he refrains from, but he must do, for example, praying on time, or for example, you know, giving sadaqah, those things which are either mandatory or they are supererogatory, they are not mandatory. If he wants to develop these traits and habits, he should put conditions that he will do these things, and he should put conditions that he will refrain from those things that he does. That is in the morning. That is now he is making conditions on himself. And this is what is known as musharata. Then comes what is known as muraqabah. Muraqabah is the process of looking over yourself and ensuring that whatever you made conditions, the conditions that you made on yourself in the morning, you try to implement them in every time throughout the day.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
We were discussing about al-muraqabah, that is the second important step in the process of training ourselves and combating ourselves so that we attain the equilibrium of the soul. When a person has already made conditions on himself in the morning, and that is what musharata is all about, what he has to do is what is known as muraqabah, now being watchful over himself. What does he do throughout the day? He should ensure that he doesn't do those haram things. And he should ensure that he does those things that he has made conditions on himself about. For example, to pray on time. To, for example, heed at people's needs, to give sadaqah, and so many other things which are good for him, but he does not do. And some of these are mandatory. Some may not even pray. So he makes himself obliged to pray. Not only pray on time, but primarily to pray. Some people don't even pray. So such things. So he is watchful over himself throughout the day. For example, when the time of meals come, instead of rushing towards, you know, eating the way a person would eat without even observing the etiquette, he would observe the etiquette and also try to not fill himself, you know, so that he observes whatever he has made conditions on himself in the morning. This is the second step, which is known as al-muraqabah. And this goes throughout the day, up to night time. Inshallah, we will continue with the next step, which is al-muhasabah, in our next session. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
You've been listening to Sheikh Alfan in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را. یا سجاد